Roa, Cairo, Ahama.
Thank you.
I just did tshuva because of you guys.
How amazing would it be? Please remind me before we thank you, Benjamin. Before we end, please remind me to learn the Hilchos Lashon Hara. I just want to share. Thank you, Nachi. Just want to share an Evan Shlema a Gra. If somebody could tell you, not just somebody, if the Gra could tell us how to not do Averis and to be connected to Hashem, because ultimately that's what an Avera is. An Avera is when we're disconnected from Hashem. It's not about getting a potch. It's not about being a bad boy. Nobody's a bad boy. It's about disconnecting from your neshama. It's about not being tuned in. It's not being, as we say, Yom Kippur night, Or Zarua Latzadik Uli Yishrei Lev Simcha, a yashrus, a straightness, a clarity of life. Ein simcha kataras hasveikus means that we're not happy because we're confused. We're confused. We have a bilbul, like I said this afternoon, a bilbul, mabul. There's a bilbul, I'm confused. Says the Gra, and this is a Gra, it's not my own. I'm just sharing with everybody a Gra. Kol ha'averus v'achatoim boim mechemda. Where does the source of all averus come from? It comes from chemda. Chemda is one of the Ten Commandments, lo sachmod. It's kolal kol adibros v'chol hatoira. Says the Vilna Gaon, very difficult to argue with the Gra. Says the Gra, all of our shortcomings, all of our averus come from one place. It comes from chemda. Chemda means you are Chomid. It means you covet something, you desire something, you want something that doesn't belong to you. You want something that doesn't belong to you. It's something that you want that you don't have. Something that you want, something that you desire, that you can't have, that is a boundary. That's what an Avera is. What's an Avera? Avera is you are over. Avera doesn't mean a sin. It's not a sin. The word avera doesn't mean a sin. Avera means you're avar. You passed a certain place. Chet, they say, is you're off the mark. You're off the mark. You're not heading in the direction that you want to be heading to. And says, listen to what the Gra says. He says, ha'estapkus is the hefach, which means when I'm satisfied, as we spoke, I don't know if you remember, David, we spoke. We had a great shmooze. I didn't get to say it so much on Simchas Torah, but I spoke about chasing. When you're chasing, when a person's chasing something, he'll never get it. You'll never get it if you're chasing it. So I think, David, you asked me Friday night, we were shmoozing, what about Ruchnius? We're talking about that now. That's the answer to the question. When a person is chasing something that he doesn't believe he already has, that I don't have it intrinsically in me, I don't have it in me. You talk about Torah, you talk about neshama, you talk about being connected to yourself. You don't have to create your connection to yourself. You don't have to create your neshama. You don't have to create your relationship with Hashem. It's there. The Torah is there. You ever know, right? Everyone knows right? You have the whatever it's called, your thing, your knip, your clef on top of your lip. I don't know what it's called. I'm sure there's a medical term or a scientific term for this thing. So everyone learned Kol HaTorah Kula, or you learned your chelik when you were a baby. Reb Tzadik HaKohen says, the chelik HaTzadik, Reb Tzadik HaKohen says, when you work on your midas and you work on yourself, and you work, you ever work on something and you're like, I got it. I'm finally there. I finally got it. I finally am able to do whatever it might be. It's not the pshat that you now recreated it. You had it inside of you the whole time. Just it was covered over. It's hidden. Your emotions, everyone, right? The most popular word probably nowadays, from the most popular words nowadays, right? Everyone talks about what? Trauma. You have trauma. You got to learn how to feel. You have to learn how to, whatever it might be. You don't have to learn any of those things. It's all inside of you. Just what happens is it gets covered up. It covers up. You're covered up. By the way, one of the things they say about trauma, what trauma is they say it's not the actual thing that happened to you that was traumatic. Anyone ever heard this? Mm-hmm. It's not that. It's, know what it is? It's you left yourself and you disconnected from yourself at the time of whatever happened. So you covered it over. You had to. You might have had to. And what happened? Survival, whatever it might have been. And you keep on covering and covering and covering and covering and covering and covering and covering. But all you need to do is zuck the gra. Look what he says. The yesod of kol ha-toira kula. So if every aveira comes from the fact that I'm chasing something that I don't have, so the way to achieve your mitzvahs and the way to live your life properly is with histapkus. Histapkus means emuna, that I believe that everything I have is exactly what I'm supposed to have. Everything that I have, sh'asa li kol tzarki, means that whatever I have, I need it. That's exactly what I need. You have challenges like this, you need it. You have difficulties, you need it. It's part of who, the way Hashem made you. Hu emuna shlema shalo, here it is, lidog daigus machar. Another word for anxiety. What's another word for anxiety? Fear. Worry. All anxiety is in the future. All fear is in the future. It's not the past. It's that it's gonna happen tomorrow. Daigus machar. You want terror? You want terror? Get a future. Everything in the future. Right now in the present moment, it's all good. Histapkus, I'm okay. I have emuna. Everything is exactly the way it's supposed to be. All fear is future. Future oriented. What's going to be tomorrow? Even stam, a regular anxious thing is always, okay, what am I going to do? Right? You're going out on a date. What's going to be? What's going to happen? Once you're there, it's like, okay, I'm going to mess up. Once you're having an interview, what's going to be? What's going to be? And then let's say this happens. Then what's going to be? People who are constantly worrying, it's always a futuristic thing. I'm daigus machar. Why? Because I'm not able to be where I am right now. Listen to what he says. Umi shalibay toiv b'minas. This is Torah. We're learning right now, by the way. We're learning Torah right now. How beautiful is the Torah? You know what the Torah tells a person? The Torah teaches a person. The Gra, the Vilna Gaon, teaches a person what Torah is about. What do I want the Torah to do for me? What do I want yeshiva to do for me? What do I want the Beis Medrash to do for me? What do I want Yiddishkeit to do for me? And the Gra is teaching us all Averis that I do come because I'm not, as Tzvi Koenig says, I said this in Waterbury, I don't know if anybody was there when I said this, over is sin. Sin is someone I'm not. It means you're not being true to yourself. You know what? You might be ugly. You know what? You might think you're ugly, I should say. You might think you're stupid. You might think that you're not as ripped as you need to be, if that's the word. You might think that I'm not this. I need this. I need more friends. I need that. I need this. I wish I had a better relationship with my father. I wish I had a better relationship with my mother. I wish I didn't grow up like this. I wish I didn't do this. I wish I didn't have that. I wish I had this. What am I missing in life? Says the Gra, you're missing Kol HaTorah Kula. I'm not saying that you're missing Kol HaTorah Kula, like to put you down. But it's, you're missing the whole boat. The whole boat of Kol HaTorah Kula is to realize there's a God. There's a Hashem. And He made me exactly the way I'm supposed to be. He made me perfect. Perfectly imperfect. Perfectly imperfect. You are perfectly exactly the way you're supposed to be. You're supposed to be the oldest in the family. You're supposed to be the youngest in the family. You're supposed to have a sister like that. You're supposed to have a brother like that. Your father's supposed to have this personality. Your mother's supposed to be like this. You were supposed to go to this yeshiva. You're supposed to go to that yeshiva. This was supposed to happen to you. This was exactly. Now, if a person lives like that, when you live like that, then you live on a different planet. Says the Gra. This is incredible for all the extra stark chevra, this might trigger you, right? Another good word, Shua, right? He says, Af al pi, says, Mi shaliboy, toiv bemidas habitochen, Af al pi shaiver alaveiros chamurais, Yoiser tov mi mi shamachusar bitochen. You hear this? If you're lacking, that's why the cab driver, that's why Israel is so great, because you step into the cab driver and he starts talking about the Ribbono Shel Olam. And you meet some, quote unquote, we don't use words to differentiate, but you meet someone who seems to be secular, whatever that word even means. And he starts talking about Hashem, and then you feel like a nothing. You know what? It's good that you feel like a nothing. You know why? Because you're a yeshiva bacher, and you're a guy who learns all day, and meanwhile, this cab driver or this lady who is dressed a certain way talks more about her connection to Hashem than you can even think about. You know what? You're right. You're 100% right. That's what the Gra says. That's what the Gra says. You want to know what connection to Hashem is? You know what? You want to know what connection to the Torah is? That's connection to the Torah. That's connection to the Torah. That's connection to what life is about. And what does the Yetzirah do? He says, "Shal yedei ze bali de kina v'sina av bisha oisik b'Torah u'gamilas chasadim shkol ze ena eno l'asay s'ashem." He's a little bit strong on that. Okay, question, comments? I wanted to say one more thing. Remind me that we have to learn Hilchos Lashon Hara. Question, comments? Because we're just getting started, guys. It's the first day of the Zman. Don't worry about the end part. It's a little heavy. It's just putting down the guy who doesn't have emunah mitachon. Question, comments, please. No, it doesn't say that. What's your name? Shalom Aleichem. Sorry. Hi, Avi. How are you? Welcome. I respect that Avi Reichman. I don't know. Which Reichman? Sorry. Okay, I'm not doing it here. The guy just shows up. He's, I'm impressed you're asking a question like that. First day of this month. I like that. I like this guy. I like this guy. Go ahead, Avi.
At what point do we decide that we have to work on certain things about ourselves? We're made perfectly exactly how we're supposed to be.
What right. I knew that was someone who was going to ask that question.
And what
beautiful.
To be?
Right. Beautiful. I knew someone was going to ask that question. And and I love the answer that I'm going to answer. I didn't even answer it, but I've been down this road before. The way it works is like this. When you trust yourself, and you trust yourself, your question was, at what point do I decide? You don't have to make the decision. When you trust yourself that you know where you want to go, nobody has to tell a little kid to jump around and run around the room and be motivated to be excited about life. When you become a teenager, then you already need to, then it starts going backwards. Why? Because naturally, right, what's Avi's song that I must have listened to many times over Bein Zmanim? What are the words, right, when I'm, there's something.
The fall is needed.
No, not that. There's something inside.
Something alive.
Something alive, waiting for me to live. What is he talking about? Now we're darshening a so avi song. How can he say that? No. How can he say a pshat like that? There's something. What is it again? There's something.
Somehow inside.
There's something alive. What are you talking about? Who said that? Because you know deep down that you're a beast in a good way. You know deep down that the reason that you're depressed and you're sad is because you're not living the life that you want to be living. Because you're sleeping half the day and you're busy with other people's life and you're doing stupid things. So no one has to tell you that. That's not from your third grade Rebbe. That's from your soul. Your soul knows that you're on this planet. Your neshama knows that you're on this planet for a purpose. And somebody who doesn't have purpose doesn't feel good about themselves. So I don't need to should myself. I should get up for shachris. I should stop smoking. I should stop watching so much on my phone. I should. That's a bunch of baloney. You're not interested in that. You want to live. There's something inside that's so alive. There's something that's so powerful. And all the Yetzirah wants to do, he's got to do one thing. Yetzirah's got to do one thing and one thing only. Ready for this? The Yetzirah has to do one thing and one thing only. He has to make you not believe that you will get there. And he makes you feel like a piece of nothing. And he makes you feel like garbage. And he puts doubt. Amalek is Gematria Suffolk. The Mr. Quintessence, right? What's his name? Darth Sidious, who's the Sith. What's his name? Who's the higher than Darth Vader. Whatever. The head honcho guy, right? Whatever his name is. You know, tell me. Who's? I don't know his name. That's his name? Who's the highest? Okay, Palpatine.
Rebbe, the ones that came out that Rebbe knows are the new ones.
I don't know, the truth. I don't know about Star Wars. I don't know. Who's this? Darth Sidious? That's higher than Darth Sidious? That's higher?
He's the Emperor.
The Emperor, same person. Thank you, Ari, for the clarification. Exactly. What's up, John? Thank you, Meshulam. But what's up, John? Why am I saying that? What is that? That's Amalek. That's Amalek. Hamas. Guys, you have to understand history. What's going on in the world? Can I tell you something? What's going on in the world with Kamala and with Donald and the Hamas and the politics. I'm sorry to ruin your day. There's nothing new. It's nothing new. It's the same shtusim. It's the same mishagas. It's the same stupidity that started with Esav and Yaakov, which we'll talk about when we get to the parshas of Esav and Yaakov. They hate us. They're going to continue to hate you. Yes, it's a new world. You're comfortable liking LeBron James until you'll see that what's his name? What's LeBron? What's that other guy? Whenever I play 2K, my kids love it. Who just said that? Kyrie. Whenever I play 2K with my son and he's Kyrie, every time he says, I said the anti-Semite. So I say, why? I don't mind Kyrie, but Lamaise is an anti-Semite. So why? Why? So I'm trying to get under my sons to trash talk them while we're playing ball, maybe a little bit. I don't believe Be'etim because he can beat me anyway. I don't believe it's so much the trash talking. As much as I want to say, Kyrie might have, you don't even know who Kyrie is. Baruch Hashem, you're holding, okay. Guys, Dovi, how long, when did I meet you, Dovi? Let's get a little history, guys. I want you to meet a year. We could just say Hoshana Rabbah. You want to say over the Maisa Hoshana Rabbah? How long do we go back already? Don't even say how many years. A long time. He's married Kanayin Hara with Bliayin Hara with three beautiful children, a wonderful family. Dovi is a guy, just to tell you. This Yid sitting here, tell him to come back. I'll tell you why. Because you were probably the same age when we met, right? 18, 19, 20.
Something like that, yeah.
And you learned, where were you, in Reshit or you were in OJ? Reshit. Shayashiv. Dovi knows, how old are you now?
Today's my birthday.
No way! Ho! 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 Let's go. Dovi. That's your Hebrew name? Dovi. Dovi. I knew it. I knew it.
Happy birthday to you.
nothing. So ask him. There's nothing new, guys. What you have to realize. What we have to realize is like this. Once you realize that the Yetzirah, is a manuvel. Once you realize that the Yetzirah has the same game, has been playing the same game for the longest time. You think he's new. You think your phone. That's why I tell people. You wish your phone was the Yetzirah. You wish the Yetzirah was that easy on you. The Yetzirah wants to kill you. The Yetzirah, okay, Binyamin, he's gonna get, we have to bring this up a little bit. You zoned out when I said that? Okay, let me make it more clear, because if Binyamin's, if something's going on, that means probably most people also as well. Binyamin represents. He got Kolan Aram, you guys know that? He got Kolan Aram this year. Let me explain to you what I'm saying on a spiritual sense. Spiritually. Tune in a little bit. Just like I said, if you would walk, if anybody, any one of us, which is a lie, I've said, when you see those red signs, what does it say? What does it say on the red signs to the Palestinian things? What does it say? Entry for who? Israeli citizens. That's a lie. Just remember, they lie. Everyone's lie. Everyone, this is the only thing that I know. The Torah over here, this is the only thing, even those books over there a little bit could be lying, the ones that are the secular, that could also be lying, I'm not sure. You have to check, Chachma Bagayim Tamin. But when you see a sign, just because there's a sign in the airport that tells you something, doesn't mean it's 100% true. What does the sign say? Entry, what does it say in Hebrew, the same thing? Entry to Israeli citizens is dangerous. Is that true? That's not true. Why? What's my raya? No. Oh, because there's an Arab guy, Muhammad, who walks in there and he's an Israeli citizen and he goes, kif halak, or whatever. He does his language stuff. So he's going to be okay, right? Suppose if he's an Arab, I'm an Israeli citizen. Because it's not the Israeli citizen that they want. They want the Jew. They want to kill you as a Jew. So if you're an American and you walk in there, say, don't kill me, I have an American citizenship. But you're a Jew, they'll kill you, they'll slit your throat. Okay, Binyamin, you with me so far? Okay. Ready for this? Whether emotionally you like this or not, we could talk about that in another shir. I'm not talking about it now. Because it's almost, we have 3 more minutes. We have 3 more minutes. But I want to just say something that's a fact. This is not for Israeli citizens only. This is a fact. Just like they will slit your throat, Hamas will slit your throat, and people will slit your throat now. I would never have thought that if I was 2 years ago, if someone says, anti-Semitism. I grew up with the Holocaust. Anti-Semitism to us was the Holocaust. The Holocaust, but now we're in America. Long live America, which is true. I hope America doesn't go down the tubes. You'll see this week, because if she wins, America's for sure down the tubes. If he wins, it could also be. Ooh. Is that you just made that up? We can't say that publicly. You can't say that publicly. Yeah, you don't know. We don't know where the recordings go. You can't say that publicly. Whatever, I don't want to get into that. One second. Thank you, Ruben Yonah. Wow, you just like spin. No, we don't know what's going to be. For sure, if she wins, we're in big, big trouble. We're in big, big trouble if she wins. Very big, big, big trouble. Whether we're okay if he wins, it's all the Rabbanu Shalom. Mamash, it's all Hashem. It's all Hashem. Wait, 1 second. No. You have to, no. We can't, don't live in that world. We have to daven that he wins. Our shtadlus is to daven that he wins. You can't just say whatever is going to be is going to be. That you can't say. You got to daven. But well, where was I? Where how did I get off? Oh gosh. Yetzirah. But what? Oh, Hamas. Right. So like this. Anti-Semitism. Just saying. In my now you see it blown up. In my world, it was baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and Chevrolet. Baseball. You guys know that song? Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and Chevrolet. That's an American. I'm proud to be an American. We love America. What's happening in America to you guys, what happens, that's how I was saying Kyrie Irving, all of the actors, all the smart chachamim actors. I'm saying that as Mamish late sonnes. All the actors who are saying, vote for this one, vote, we're pro-Palestinian. They're pro, is he, LeBron James?
It was the best, he posted, he did a whole post about vote for Kamala, and the 100,000 comments were all just telling him, like,
okay, but the point, but what's the point? I know, but what's the point? Should I tell you the point? The point is like this, the point is like this. Where are you going to get refuge from? That's what you have to ask yourself. Where is going to be your refuge? Because this Binyamin was the point. Your Yetzer Hara, you guys ready for this? Your Yetzer Hara wants one thing from you. He wants to kill you. Now, Binyamin, you might not understand that. Just like you might not have understood that there's an entity of a body of people who actually want to kill us. Back in Germany, the Holocaust, Beseder. But now, what do you mean? I love you. We love each other. It's a whole loving world. And what happened? What happened a year ago is all of the true colors came out. The Yetzer Hara has been like that since day one. The Yetzer Hara, this week's parsha, is it this week's parsha or last week's parsha? It says Ram and Urav. I think this week's parsha. It's Bereishis, Ram and Urav. What does that mean? I think it's this week's parsha also.
After the
Teva, right? That says the Yetzer Hara is in a person from when? The Yetzer Hara is in a person from when? At birth. The second you're born. I'm going to end off with this. I think it's
Noah.
It's the end of Noah. I think so. Okay. Oh, we're having a little thing over. No, but where he says that, the Yetzer Hara comes in right when you're born. I'm going to end off with the story. Let's do a quick Hilchos Lashon Hara. I'm going to end off with the story. I know I've said this many, many times, but I'm going to say it again. Rav Huttner, I didn't know the story when I was in Shoyashiv. Rav Huttner, who is where it came from, Shoyashiv. You're going to love this one. I don't know if you heard this. This is for your birthday. Right? Like this. Birthday. He's born. Since you're born, this is what happened. Everyone know the story I'm going to say? Rav Huttner came to Slabodka. And you need a chavrusa when you're in Slabodka. Tubi, you know the story? You've been to enough. Tubi. Okay. I didn't say it. Ruben Yonah, right? Like this. Where is it? You found it? Right. Okay, no problem. Ruben Yonah. See, Ruben Yonah does that. They say the Talmidei Chachamim, they on purpose, they make it so that people don't realize. Ruben Yonah, exactly. He does it. So we realize that he's human. So the story goes like this. Here's the story. So when he came to Slabodka, When he came to Slabodka, what does it say? Yeah, here it is. Who underlined this? Before I said this? Shua Sina underlined it already. Exactly. He's been in yeshiva. He's heard me enough to underline this Rashi. Because Rashi says, it teaches us that from the time that you are in your mother's womb, and the Yetzer Hara already is starting up with you. You hear what that means? It's not Hamas is a new thing. Kamala, thank you, Ruben Yonah, I like that. It's not new. The pro-Palestinian, America, they hate us. It's not new. It's not new. We don't want to hear that. Arizona, West Coast. Maybe it's a West Coast thing, Benjamin. They don't want to hear it. We're chilled. Arizona, California, we're all fun and loving until they hug you and they'll stab you at the same second. Now, nobody wants to hear that. We don't want to hear that. Yetzer Hara is with me and he's together with me. No, he's not. Yetzer Hara is not together with you. He wants you to stay on your phone. He wants you to stay on your phone and be addicted to your phone. He wants you to drink a lot of alcohol to be addicted to alcohol. That's what he wants. Not to call you an addict. I'm not calling anybody an addict. Not that there's anything wrong with being an addict. But he wants to pull each and every one of you, each and every one of us, wants to pull us away from one thing and one thing only. He wants to pull us away from connecting ourselves to ourselves, connecting ourselves to our neshama, connecting ourselves to what we know to be true. That's what the Yetzer Hara wants to do. Pull us away. Pull me away from being, from sleep. Let me just tell you something. Sleeping is also, ready? There's a biggie. Sleeping is also an escape. It's an escape. Yes, we're all lazy. Who's not lazy? Everybody's lazy. Sleeping is an escape. Your phone, if it's even a phone, your device is an escape. It's not like, oh, you hold this, you hold that. It's an escape from one thing. Ask my kids. My kids, when we just drove to Yerushalayim, I told this to someone. We were in the car. My son said, oh, can I play on my iPad? My daughter was on her phone. Me and my wife were driving. I said, guys, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, no, we didn't even play music. No music, no electronics. Space out. I had my 13-year-old, I had such nachas, because he was sitting in the right back. So with my rearview mirror, I was able to see him sitting in the back. Listen to this, guys. Sitting in the back? When's the last time you spaced out? Not because you spaced out because you can't concentrate, but that you spaced out because you had the time to space out. You know how healthy, Daniel, you hear what I'm saying? You know how healthy it is? You know how healthy it is? You know what I said over once? What's going to be the first step of Gehenna? Everyone remember what I said the first step of Gehenna is going to be? You know Yitzi Halpern? You know the Halperns? Hi, okay. You're Zaydi, he's a son-in-law of Rabbi Freifeld. His grandfather is a big Talmud of Rabbi Freifeld. Right? You know that. Okay, we got to, okay. Oh, no, he's not Yitzi Halpern's son. So like this, listen to this, guys. The first step of Gehenna, everyone know what I, who's going to guess what I say about the first step? Shua knows. Shua, don't say it. The first step of Gehenna is what?
Realizing you're not that bad.
What? Oh, that's one of them. Very good, Ari. That's true. I did. Ari, beautiful. Sorry, I'm not being clear. I did. It is true. Correct. I'm saying the practical first step is that there's no service. There's no service. When you go deep down, so Yitzi, the reason I was mentioning Yitzi Alperin is Yitzi Alperin said, or it's your Gan Eden. Or it's your Gan Eden. I mean, it depends where you're holding with the devices. Depends where you're holding with it. Okay, we're going too late over here.
Yeah, story.
Okay, well, first day of this manga, guys. Guys, I beg, Avinu Avrahman, beg. I don't beg, it's beg for Hashem. Beg Hashem. Last year was a leap year. This year, I'm guaranteeing you, is going to go by so fast. The next thing you know, you're going to be on the plane back to America, and assume you were on, your screen time was the same as it was before you got here. How terrible would that be? How terrible if your screen time of you being in yeshiva is the same exact amount as it was before this year? Because your average is not going to get lower, I promise you. It doesn't get lower. Because people say, oh, then I have it for work. What, you never saw a guy at work who's playing Angry Birds? I don't know if people, or what's that game called, that new game? What's that game? Redhead. What's it called? Red Dead Redemption. What, you guys think you're going to get sick of Red? Am I allowed to say, is that Lashon Hara? It's not Lashon Hara. I saw the first time my son Avram, is it okay? It's not Lashon Hara. He was playing, you don't know. I say, yeah. He was playing, I thought Angry Birds was a good game. He was playing Redhead, what is it called? Redemption. Red, and it was number two. I'm telling you, I was like, yes, I was in. I was locked in. I was like, what a great view. So, holy cow, I almost was locked in. I was locked in. And I consider myself a little bit mature. So if I were 18 years old, if I were 19 years old, if I was 20 years old, that's what they're going to, and you think they're not, you don't think they're going to get, the games aren't going to get better? You don't think when you play with your kids, I think we were watching a game, a real game, I was like, I think the 2K was better than the not the 2K, the Madden. Madden is more realistic than the, I know. Yeah. Okay. We got to end off here. Okay, Hashem, guys, I didn't finish off the story. Rav Udner, one second. I'm sorry, Rav Udner. One second. I'm sorry. Please, forgive me. Okay, correct. Just like but like this. This is correct. Baruch, right? I just want to end off with this. I just want to end off. Basically, Rav Udner shows up to Slabodka without a chavrusa. The altar said, you need a chavrusa. So Rav Udner says, I have a chavrusa, but he was sitting there alone. You with me so far? So Rav Udner says, why are you learning alone? You guys listening? He says, why are you learning alone? He says, I'm not learning alone. He says, who are you learning with? He says, I'm learning with the Yetzer Hara. He says, why are you learning with the Yetzer Hara? Why don't you learn with the Yetzer Tov? So he says, I'll give you two reasons why I'm learning with the Yetzer Hara and not with the Yetzer Tov. Number one, the Yetzer Hara is smarter than the Yetzer Tov. And number two, he shows up every day. So the question is, are you showing up every day? That's the question. Because he's showing up every day. We should all be zeiche. Quick halacha. We said we're going to learn it. You notice Chaim talking during davening. And you tell people about it. And, right? You must judge Chaim favorably. People don't realize that by talking Lashon Hara about someone's averos, they themselves are being over more averos than the avera that they're talking about. Have an incredible first day of the rest of your life. And this man, of course.